James.
How
are you?
Good.
Happy Sunday.
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of
Bubbles. Yeah, notice how there wasn't a sting there. We are trying to work on the stings as hard as we can. Our iCloud doesn't want to work with us here, so maybe next episode. We're going to have to see. It's weird problems going on right now. We're going to try our best.
So we recorded three really good ones. We're going to get them up soon, but we have a little technical difficulty getting them on this episode. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It was fun working on them.
Uh-huh.
So, should we get into it?
Yeah.
You ready to talk about bubbles?
You want to crack open our...
You know I do. I'm thirsty. I just came back from a 10-mile bike ride.
Yeah, okay. So, let's get this open here. You got your opener?
Nope. Oh, use that one and then I'll do mine.
Alright.
That's my favorite bottle opener in the world. It's a red luchador wrestler.
There we go.
Cool, let me try. Cheers, James.
Okay. So what do you want to dive into first?
Well, do you have any topics?
Yeah, I have some topics. Sorry if I'm a little low energy right now. We've been working on those stings for the past 30 minutes trying to get them to work, and it just wasn't working out. Did a little recording session and then they just weren't entering into our Anchor program. I don't know why.
No worries. We'll figure it out soon. But we'll get our energy going here for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your first topic? What do you got?
I've got some great tacos. You want to talk about those?
I want to talk about tacos. I love tacos. And you know what goes great with tacos?
What?
Topo Chico. And we had Topo Chico with our tacos,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Twice in a row. I think we've been eating a lot of tacos these days.
Yeah.
Yesterday we had tacos twice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, what do you talk about the tacos?
So, for lunch yesterday, we went to a place called Whole Box. They serve $6 seafood tacos, right? And we got the grilled fish one and the octopus one.
The puss taco.
You really gotta stop saying that.
The octo taco better?
Yeah, please. Thank you. And these $6 tacos, seafood tacos, in the middle of L.A., not even by the beach or anything, you know, they have a Michelin star. They're that good. And mm-hmm. We had them. They were the best tacos of my life. They were amazing.
Yeah, that was a pretty good octo taco. I like eating some octopus.
It was so good.
So, I have some news. And, you know, on the last podcast, we talked about... putting up a Instagram page for the podcast. And so that's up. It's called The Bubbles Podcast on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Are you okay, James?
Yeah, I have a little cut on the side of my mouth. It's been there for a couple days.
You making a face. Does it hurt?
Hurts a little.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do some first aid after the podcast on it, okay?
Okay.
It looks
fine.
I don't
even know if it's a cut. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So getting back to Instagram, so listeners, you can follow us on The Bubbles Podcast on Instagram. And I actually, James, I put up the picture that we took of those octopus tacos on the webpage.
Cool.
And I also put up the picture of us drinking Topo Chico in San Diego last weekend.
All right. Nice.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
So what sort of accounts should we follow on Instagram?
Topo Chico.
I put them. Who else?
San Pellegrino.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll have to add them in. I did follow our friend, the water sommelier.
Oh, yeah, Martin
Reese. With our podcast, and he's Martin Reese. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I got him. And I think we'll just have to search some more
water
things. I put also, we follow Liquid Death, because they're the best.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if they give us a follow back.
Yeah. Sorry if you hear a little background noise today in our pod. We have a Zygmunt here. Little Zygmunt Freud. That's our new puppy. His name is Ziggy. We call him Zygmunt Freud as a joke. And he's a little hyper. Now he's leaning up against the door. I think he's calming down a bit here.
You think he wants to go out? Let me let him out of the room.
All right.
Out of the studio here. There you go, Zygmunt.
Oh.
So what else about tacos?
Well, we had tacos for dinner, too. We had mom's tacos. Those were really good.
What kind of tacos did she make?
She made,
carne asada?
Carne asada, yeah.
That's good. Any other topics, bud?
Yeah, I have quite a bit of quite a few topics. Do you want to talk about Tito or?
I think we should talk about Tito. So yeah, it's been a little sad around our house this weekend, right?
Uh huh.
Our little
kitten. His name is Tito. He was white and orange. He's very small, super sweet. He's been missing for the past 2 days?
Since Thursday, so almost 4 days now.
Oh, no. Hopefully he's with another family right now.
We're hoping we'll get him back.
Yeah, at a shelter.
We've been calling all the shelters and looking around the neighborhood, knocking on our neighbors' doors. Mm-hmm. We put some clothes outside so maybe he could smell and come back.
Yeah.
What else? We called the microchip company.
Yeah.
See if they'd heard anybody. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we love Tito. Hopefully he'll come back. Mm-hmm. I have hope that he'll come back or he's with another family that's taking care of him right now.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll do the right thing and return them to a shelter if he's with another family.
Yeah, let's hope so.
So
that's a bit of a downer, but we're getting through, huh? Uh-huh. Between that and the pandemic and the fires and the social injustice going on in the world, it's tough these days, huh? Taking school from home.
Yeah.
When are you going back to real
signing,
school?
Now they're assigning a bit more work as well. I don't know when I go back to real school. We're going to hopefully find that out soon.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
So it's been a rough couple weeks, but I mean, we're pushing through.
Yeah, at least we have this fun podcast to do to get us in a good spirit.
Mm-hmm. Man, I am tired. It's been so hot recently. It's another one of my topics. It's been so hot, and I've been so tired because it's been so hot. And I've been sweating, and I've just been sitting around because if I, like, run for 2 minutes, then I'm drenched and tired.
Well, that's good. You should get out there and run and then drink some nice water. You have plenty of Topo Chico or other water to have afterwards to cool you off.
Yeah.
And how about that ice belt?
Oh, that was pretty nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. We have this, like, ice belt that we put in the freezer and then you can wear it and it feels really nice on your back.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like that thing.
Mm-hmm. We watched a movie.
That was pretty good. Which movie did we see?
We saw Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think about it?
It was a really nice movie.
They had some water in that movie, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Between rounds. And also, there was a really funny scene in that movie with that one kid that's a boxer. And they call him the R word, but he's just maybe not all there.
Yeah.
But he goes up to the boxing trainer with a frozen bottle of water, and he says, "Coach or boss, I can't figure it out. I've been trying to figure out how did you get all this frozen water into the bottle through that little hole." That was funny.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about what I brought here, or what should we talk about?
Well, is it time for Topo Facts?
Yeah, I guess it is.
It's time for Topo Facts! So what
no
do you got
sting.
Here?
So sad. Really, really sad. Oh. So I have Cadia sparkling Italian mineral water here. And this is it would be another one of the stings we would have on this pod. New water.
Ready?
No, we're not going to preview it without it proper stings.
Come on, let's do it live.
No. So we have it here. It's a big green bottle. It says it's a product of Italy. I'm ready to try this if we want to clear
me
out
too,
our glasses.
Me too, but I want to read that bottle. So pass me that bottle and let me read it.
Time flies. It seems like it's been 3 minutes, but it's been like 10.
Topo Facts. Okay, this is Cadia, sparkling Italian mineral water, which you just said, James, with natural carbonation added. pure and refreshing. Our mineral water is bottled straight from an ancient Roman spring deep in the foothills of Italy's northern Alpine mountains. Pretty cool. And on the back here, let's see if we can find some information. It's 0 calories, 0 fat, 10 milligrams sodium, 0 carbohydrates, 0 protein. Ingredients. Natural mineral water and carbon dioxide. Bottled at the source, Zoe in San Lorenzo, northern Italy. So we went to Italy. We didn't quite make it up to San Lorenzo. I think the furthest north we got to was where?
Where?
Remember we started in the south and we drove north?
Amalfi? No.
That's in the south. That's where we started. Where did we end?
I don't remember.
Lots of boats and lots of water.
Oh, Venice.
It could be called the water capital of the world, maybe. It's a whole city made out of water. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I can't see any total dissolved solids or anything like this on the packaging, so let's crack it open.
Yep. I don't know if I've had this in the past. It sounds familiar.
Where'd you get it?
I think it was at Ralph's.
Ready?
Yep. Let's see the sparkle satisfaction sound here. Not too carbonated sounding. You ready to cheers?
Cheers.
That is not carbonated at all. What?
Yeah, that's not very good. Okay, let's rate it.
Did it break the seal or something? It's not carbonated.
Yeah, it's lost its carbonation. It may have been sitting out a while. Who knows? It may have been on the store shelf for a year. Doesn't have any manufacture date or anything on it, does it?
Aw, that kind of sucks.
Oh, here, total dissolved solids, 550 milligrams. So it's got some minerals in it.
I definitely taste the minerals. I'm not getting any carbonation, though.
So how many bottle caps out of 5 do you rate Cadia sparkling Italian mineral water with natural carbonation?
Okay, so here, we've got to go over a little math here for a second before we do this. Are we taking into consideration the bubbles, like the carbonation, because it's... Do you think it's just lost its shelf because of its shelf life, or is it carbonated like this normally?
Great question, James. I think we have to rate the water that's in front of us. So as we've tasted it, if we got a bad batch, maybe we can try it again in another taste test.
But for now, the rating is whatever we get.
So you can rate it on taste, carbonation, packaging, all that good stuff.
All right. So... I'm gonna round out of 5 and do 3 different categories for now because there's a lot to take into consideration when you see these waters, right? So, starting with the presentation, it's not very unique, I'll have to say. It's a traditional bottle shape with a metal cap, right?
How big is this bottle?
It's pretty big. It's
38.8 fluid ounces. 1.6 quarts or 1 liter.
It's a liter bottle.
Yep.
It's a big green bottle, what you normally find on the shelves. The font is nice, but it's not very interesting, and there's nothing eye-catching about it. It's a couple of like snowy Alps in the background with the white logo. Now that I'm looking at it again, actually it kind of looks like a medicine label.
Let's see, turn it. A medicine label.
Like, okay. Not like an over-the-counter medicine, like Claritin.
Yeah, it's
right?
Not very good branding.
Yeah.
Certainly no liquid death branding.
Nope.
So what do you got?
So for presentation, I'm going to give it a 2. They didn't do very well. 2 out of 5.
Okay.
For taste, I definitely taste the minerals. The minerals, I know it's really not their fault. That the minerals aren't tasting as well as they normally do. I don't know what it is. It's probably from where they bottle it. It's Are you getting more of like a bitterness than a sweetness?
It's earthy for sure. I can taste like the earthiness of it.
A bitterness and a little acidity instead of a normal sweet, acidic, maybe a little earthy. Mm-hmm. I'm getting no sweetness, a little acidity, and I'm getting some earth. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give the taste a 3 out of 5. Because you definitely taste the minerals, but the minerals aren't the best minerals.
Fair enough.
Carbonation, from what we have in front of us, is 0. It's barely carbonated. More to a still water than a carbonated.
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first of all, I want to ask you a question. I don't know if you know the answer or not. How much did this bottle of water cost retail in the store?
No idea.
Okay. I'm going to assume this bottle of water was $2.
Okay.
And Topo Chico, for the same size for a liter bottle, is about $1.79, depending. It ranges depending where you get it, but it's a little bit less. Having said that, I believe that this particular bottle of water, the specific one right here, has been mishandled somewhere in the supply chain. It was either out of temperature for a long time, or in a warehouse, somehow it's lost its carbonation. Maybe it was not bottled correctly. Maybe the cap wasn't put on right. So for a couple of reasons. Number one, because I think it's too expensive for the price point, given the taste. And two, because it's been mishandled in the supply chain and it's clearly not carbonated anymore. I'm going to give Cadia Sparkling Mineral Water 0 out of 5 Topo caps.
I forgot to give my rounded Topo rating. Oh, man.
It's getting 0 from me. That might seem a little harsh.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll try it again and we'll get a better bottle. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not a big fan. I like all the reasons that you said, too. I don't think that the branding is very good. It's not very enticing. Mm-hmm. Just the plain green bottle.
What did I have? A 2, a 1, and a 3?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that just rounds out to a 2.
To a 2? So you're overall 2 out of 5? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I took off the bottle. It really just peeled off. I don't know how I took off the labels, and it just peeled off super easily here. And this looks cool.
I had high hopes for this bottle of water.
I didn't want to have high hopes because it might have affected how I scored it. So I didn't necessarily have high hopes, but I didn't expect this.
So the bottle looks almost identical to what you get Mountain Valley, right? Is it a little bit different? I think the Mountain Valley bottle might be a little shorter.
Not so tall. Yeah, it's shorter, a little thicker, and the Mountain Valley has better labels.
Yeah. So if you're between this one and Mountain Valley, I think definitely go for the Mountain Valley. That's also a local water to North America. Uh-huh. Where's Mountain Valley again?
Mountain Valley, don't remember. I haven't actually had it in a while.
It's a spring somewhere in the U.S., though.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Somewhere out east, I believe.
Yeah.
So, save your money. Don't buy this Cadia water and stick with either Topo Chico or Mountain Valley or some of the other. Liquid Death's another good one, too.
Uh-huh. I was going to re-pour some Topo Chico for me here, but I forgot. Did you have the extremely vintage label or the 70s label?
I think I had this vintage label, the really nice one. And I can take a picture of it, and I'll put it up on our Instagram page,
Okay, you want to take a picture of mine, too? Yeah. I have, the 70s one.
Side by side. And I'm even, for bonus, for the listeners, I'm going to put the Luchador bottle cap in front.
And the Topo glasses. They've never seen those.
Oh, yeah. We'll get that on there, too. Let me get this Cadia label that you've peeled off nicely, and I'll put that right there, too.
All
right. So, we'll get the whole
top-down view
going. Yep. You want to be in the picture, too?
Sure.
Okay.
Taken on the pod, people.
You've
seen it here first. Taken on the pod.
Yep. Good.
Can I see? Oh, yeah, that's a nice
photo.
Looks
good, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you keep going on the podcast while I get this up on our Insta page, okay?
All right. Do you mind talking while you're on the Insta page?
No problem at all. I can talk.
Okay, yeah. So, do you want to talk about the macarons?
Of course I do. You know, it's one of my favorite things to talk about.
Yeah, okay. So, my dad here, Steve, he loves his macarons. So much, in fact, that he, like, he crave... Not... How do I explain? It's his favorite sweet treat, right?
I'd love a good macaron. If it's made correctly, and it has to have the right shape cookie, I think they look really nice. Mm-hmm. And then if they're a nice flavor as well. You know that Baker put a lot of effort into making those and making them special. So, yeah, I like them a lot.
So, we have the spot butter and honey. It's called butter and honey macarons. It's in the Spectrum. You guys probably don't know what the Spectrum is unless you're a listener from my new school or something.
Well, it's a shopping mall in Irvine, California.
It's in Irvine, California. And they have amazing macarons. Some of the best we've ever tasted, if not the best we've ever tasted. And we've been to France. And like these things are crazy, and they're not even like super like fancy macarons. They're like modern millennial style macarons, you know, like modern macarons. Like they have hot Cheeto flavors and stuff like that sometimes. So those are amazing. But we wanted to go to LA and see if we could get some better macarons after we got the whole box, best tacos we've ever had, right? See if we could get some great macarons. So we went to a few different macaron places that said they were open on the website and literally had signs that said, "We are open." And then we went to like two or three different ones, right? And they were all closed. Like they had signs that said, "We are open," and the website said they were open, right? On their hours. And they were closed. And like we went to three separate ones and they were all closed.
So,
like
long story short, the COVID-19 ruined our chance to get good cookies.
Well, no, because, like, you know on Google where it shows closed or temporarily closed?
Yeah.
Guys, don't be fooled by it. If it says temporarily closed, that means it's closed until COVID-19 regulations help them, let them open again. If it just says closed, then it's not their hours. So temporarily closed is closed longer than closed.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think that this pandemic is impacting a lot of small businesses.
Yeah.
And a lot of them may not ever be able to open their doors again because they've been closed for so long. And, you know, they've got employees and rent and lots of expenses to keep up with no revenue coming in. So that's very difficult when the government doesn't let people work and run their businesses. Especially when they can do it in a safe manner. Anyway, this is not a political podcast, so I'm not going to talk any more about that. We just hope that everybody's safe and getting through the pandemic as safely and smartly as they possibly can.
I am going to say to wear your mask, though.
That, me too. I'll agree with that, James.
Wear your mask.
Wear your mask. Keep yourself and others safe.
Or I'll hiss at you. So we're just not going to talk about how clean that bottle move I just did was. Did you see that,
Bort? No, I didn't. Let's see.
You didn't?
Yeah,
okay,
well,
now I can't do it because I used all my topo here. But what I like to do sometimes is I'll take my glass right over my bottle of Topo Chico, and then I'll flip it upside down and then, like, slowly pull the topo bottle up, and it keeps pouring while it's going up, and it looks really cool. And it's really fun to do as well. And look, it poured like a perfect amount there for me.
Nice. Do you have any more topics on your list?
I have a lot more topics. Yeah, I have...
Well, I have some too.
Yeah.
You want to hear one of mine?
Sure.
So I have questions for you, James.
Okay.
Are you ready to answer questions? Actually, more so, you have to rate things.
Okay.
These are all water related. So when I say a topic, I'd like you to give me an idea or an experience you had with that topic. And then rate the overall general topic. Got it?
Yeah.
And you're rating out of topo caps, so or bottle caps, out of five, okay? First one, and they're all water related, is water parks.
Water parks. Are we talking splash pads or just water parks?
I'm talking like the full-blown water parks. Like, you know, you buy a ticket, you go in, it's got slides and places to sit and usually like some concessions.
I love and hate water parks.
Okay.
I love water parks because recently I found out that I'm quite a thrill seeker. I love roller coasters, love all of those slides, all those awesome things, right?
Disneyland.
Yeah. Disneyland is just cool in general, even if you don't ride the stuff. It's just so cool to see. But we're talking about water parks right now. So I love water parks for that reason, but I hate water parks because of how unsanitary they are.
Are they?
Yeah, you know, here's a fact that will ruin pools and anything you've ever swam in for you. You know chlorine doesn't have a smell. It's the urine interacting with the chlorine that makes that pool smell.
That's
that
you gross. Smell. I'm going to disagree with you. Chlorine does have a smell.
It does have a smell, but it's not a strong smell when it goes into a pool. You can't really smell it.
Yeah. It's you know? The reaction.
Yeah, that pool smell is the urine reaction.
Well, I think that water parks could be unsanitary, especially if people are defecating in the water. That's really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in general, they crank them with so much chlorine that it's generally safe for most healthy people to go to water parks.
Yeah.
I can see why they would be closed during a pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think I'd be going anywhere near a water park during a pandemic.
Yeah.
But I think in general, pandemic aside, it's relatively safe for healthy people
to go to water parks. Well, also the litter and stuff as well, like people littering everywhere.
So, favorite memory of a water park, and then rating.
Favorite memory of a water park. Okay, so there's a few things I like about Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Their food is great.
Yeah.
And
Tex-Mex and barbecue.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. Our house.
Yeah, we have some listeners in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. We're not a huge fan of Texas.
Well, we lived there for 5 years, so we had the full Texas experience.
Uh-huh. Our house was awesome. And my tennis camp. My tennis camp was so cool. It was, like, amazing. They would play games all the time. All of the instructors were always so nice. And, like, it was just really cool, right?
Yeah.
And every Friday, once you finished the week camp, they would take you to a place called H2O.
NRH2O. I remember NRH2O. That place. It was right near our house in Texas.
Yeah. And that park was awesome. We would go on the green machine every time, and we would get stuck half of the time and sit there for 10 minutes. But it was like such a cool experience. I remember one of the times that I went, the rest of them are kind of vague. We went in like a van to get there, and like I had some really good friends from that camp at that time that I went. So, because I've gone multiple times to that camp, right? So that week I had some really good friends there. And we went, and it was just so much fun. We had, like, some ice cream, and we went on all of the rides, you know, and just had one of the greatest time I've had at a water park. So, water parks can be incredibly fun, but I don't like that they're a little unsanitary, in my opinion, at least. So, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5? Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. There's a great documentary out on streaming right now. I think it's called Danger Park or something park. I'll have to get the name and put the name in the show notes. But for anyone that's wanting some nostalgia from water parks from back in the 80s when they didn't have all the safety regulations, it's a great documentary to watch. Okay. You ready for another topic?
Yep.
Okay. So this is going to be rapid fire. Can you do rapid fire?
So just rating them?
No. So I need you to name as many of the thing as you can, as quickly as you can, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to count them.
Yeah.
And let's see if you can name 10,
okay? Okay.
Best water sports.
Water sports? Water polo, water polo. Swimming.
Uh-huh.
Water volleyball.
Okay.
Water football.
Yeah. What about it at the beach?
Oh, surfing.
Yeah.
Belly boarding count?
Sure, yeah.
Does ice hockey count?
Frozen water, I guess so. I guess you could call, I don't know if you could call hockey a water sport, but okay. We'll include
no,
it.
No. Never mind.
So you're at 6.
Yeah, wakeboarding.
Uh-huh.
Paragliding, what's it called? Parachute surfing?
Parasailing?
Parasailing.
Okay, yeah.
And then.
Or kite surfing.
Kite surfing, yeah. And then, skimboarding.
Yeah.
Last one. I'm trying to think.
Well, I'll tell you some that you might have missed that I wrote down here. Water skiing.
Water skiing.
Tubing. Snorkeling. Boogie boarding, I think you said, right? Mm-hmm. Belly boarding. Swimming and diving. And the best water sport.
The best water sport. Like, coolest or most fun or...
Your call.
Okay. I can't speak for the most fun because some of them I don't know how to do. Surfing was one of the most fun water experiences I've ever had in Hawaii. That was amazing. So I'm going to have to say surfing.
Okay, yeah. Cool. And you got your surfboard. We got to get you out there in the waves here in Newport or Huntington pretty soon.
Huntington, not Newport. Please, not Newport.
Okay.
Newport Beach, some of the days the waves are tolerable, right? But other days you go out there and you see surfers get slammed by like 12-foot waves, and they look like they would die, and then they come out of the water, and then I'm always like, what? And I'm not going to do that. I got slammed by one wave in Hawaii. I don't know how big it was. It was like at least like triple my height whenever I did it. Not maybe triple, maybe double, I don't know. But it was, like, really high up, and then I couldn't breathe for, like, a full minute. It knocked the wind out of me that bad. And then I sat there on the beach for the rest of the time, so I've had my experience with that. Not again.
Yeah, the ocean will remind you of how yeah. powerful it is, won't it?
Uh-huh.
So, surfing, how many bottle caps?
Hard to rate surfing if I've only done it, like, once. But, I had a great experience with it. I'll say 4.5 out of 5.
You want another rapid fire?
I mean, I guess. How many more of these are we going to do?
Well, I can give you 2 more.
All right.
So the next one, let's do a rapid fire. And one of the things about water is you can use it as a mode of transportation, right? As a boat. Yeah. So I want you to name as many types of boats as you can. Go.
Oh, God. Suddenly, I've never heard of a boat in my life. Sailboat. Motor boat. Right? That's a boat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ski boat.
Okay.
That counts. Yeah. Jet ski.
Yeah.
What's it called? It's that boat that has, like, 3 sails that are all, like, in a triangle and on the same thing.
Hmm.
It has a weird name.
A schooner?
It starts with a P.
Yeah. Hmm.
Pontoon.
A pontoon boat, yeah. Pontoon. That's a good one.
Then we have a yacht.
Okay.
We have a mini yacht.
Yeah.
We have a fishing boat.
Okay.
Submarine count?
Sure.
You
want some help?
That's all
I can add some.
Fine.
How about a canoe?
Okay.
A kayak?
Kayak, yeah.
What about a ferry boat?
Oh, yeah.
What about a cruise ship?
Yeah.
What about a dinghy?
Yeah.
How about a rubber raft?
Kind of.
It's a boat, right?
It's more like an inflatable bed with sides.
Well, there's more, though, I think. I think we could name a lot more, but that's enough for now. Okay, one more question for you, James.
What?
So, in the world, there's water everywhere, right? How much of the Earth does it make up? A lot, right?
I don't know the number. 74%?
Yeah, a lot. So, there's salt and fresh water. What's better, salt or fresh?
Fresh. Well, what are we talking about? Like, drinking, or...?
No, I'm talking about all over the world.
Which one is more, or
what's better? What do you think's better, in your opinion?
Salt water is great for the beach and stuff, but fresh water we can actually drink, and it has a bunch of uses, and we could, like, you know, still do that stuff on it sometimes.
So we'll go with fresh water?
Fresh water.
Okay, I'm with you, too. Fresh water wins. Right. Salt water's still important, and it's great, but fresh water's better.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
That's all I got, man. What, you got anything else?
Not much. I have, your bike ride. How was your bike ride?
Oh, it was really nice. Yeah, I went to a whole new area, found some new trails.
Hmm.
It was good. Yeah, got my workout in.
Well, we did a nice podcast today.
Okay, cool.
So, you want to wrap it up here?
Well, yeah, and I want to ask, please, for our listeners to go and follow us on Instagram at the Bubbles Podcast. And also,
you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. If you want to be featured on the podcast, you can shoot us an email at thebubblespodcast@gmail.com. Or if you're listening on Anchor, we can feature your voice on our podcast if you want to send us a voice message. And we might be able to put the voice message link in our show notes. We'll see.
Stay thirsty and stay hydrated, my friend.
Yep. But for now, I'm James.
And I'm Steve.
This has been
Bubbles.
Bubbles.